Exciting edition. Yes, I know you've all been waiting a very long time since yesterday to hear another episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show live. And all of those of you listening in on the archives, think of maybe about one point or two, you know, saying that you want to call in. Let's say, for example, you listen to an archive show and you're like, oh man, I would have loved to have called in for that. Well, seriously. Hold that thought. Whatever it was at the time that you wanted to say, call up later about it. You know, send us a message. We can get you up on air. It'll be all good. Because you understand how the platform of the show works, right? It's about giving all those other people a voice. You know, those other people who don't have radio shows and YouTube channels like I do. You know, I may be able to put stuff together, but ultimately, I ain't got the info. I don't have the content to fill that airtime with. Conveniently, though, there's many activists and whistleblowers all over the world who routinely donate extraordinarily large amounts of their time to expose something that I've come to identify as scumbaggery. Now, we were talking earlier with my mate, Steve Moyer. I think he's in Canada at the moment. He's lived in New Zealand a few years. And he wants to put it in the dictionary. You know, like there's the urbandictionary.com. You know, just put it on in there, add scumbaggery to the global language. It'll be great. Definitions, on the other hand, these are the ones that Steve's come up with. One, who steals from others, even close friends, who rats out others, even close friends, for small personal gain. One who cheats, bribes, lies, and steals for personal gain. One who offers other prizes to risk their own lives in the process by eating a Cheetos bag. One who threatens others with hired thugs because he isn't man enough to do it himself. I suppose, you know, those are things that do encompass a lot of the general characteristics of somebody who engages in scumbaggery. There are many dimensions to scumbaggery. Like, for instance, the betraying other people, which has been touched upon here. Loyalty is something that kind of precludes you from being called a scumbag. If you've got loyalty towards the human race and good stuff and what have you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of puritanical. I'm not 100% sure what the definition should be. I just created the word. I don't know what the meaning is. But it's pretty straightforward. Somebody who engages in and acts like a scumbag, hence scumbaggery. Scumbags are defined as low, disgusting individuals who have no loyalty, no faith, no honor, literally only live to be a burden on mankind through their various mechanical means, financial, and manipulation through the media in general. In fact, there's just been a new bit of legislation passed, speaking of scumbaggery. The Honourable Simon Power, who after a few short years in Parliament wound up getting the top job at Westpac Bank, which incidentally does all the government's banking, in Australia that would be illegal. He's gotten into his head, probably whispered in his ear by World Bank or other intelligence agency-oriented organizations and associated dignitaries, that they're going to try and, shall we say, regulate social media. Now, I think that the whole point of social media is that it is unregulated. People can say what they want and whatever. If you want to be on mainstream media, you have an awful lot of rules that you have to comply by. Okay? That's why they choose not to say a whole lot of stuff. Because they don't know 100% whether or not it's true. They could just add the tagline, allegedly. But of course, you don't want people to be enlightened that there are deeper things afoot, really. One chopper crash is one chopper crash. Just random. One chopper crashing with virtually all of SEAL Team 6 in it after killing Osama bin Laden. Well, about a month or some amount of time after killing Osama bin Laden, allegedly. Against standard operating procedure. Loading too many troops onto a chopper. Isn't that strange? You know? But the media didn't report little details like that. No, because that would make you think, did they really kill bin Laden? Is this boogeyman really dead? It doesn't even matter because we've got another boogeyman. We had that Gaddafi. Oh, wait, now he's dead. Who's the next boogeyman? Oh, Syria. They're having a civil war in Syria, aren't they? Oh, yeah. That's what the UN general, what's her name? Chief of some description of random, obscure UN declaration name of some faceless person you never probably ever elect. That person says, Syria's in the middle of a civil war and we have to intervene. Well, hasn't their argument always been we have to intervene? Have they ever changed their tune? This is what scumbaggery is about. Somebody who consistently lies to you and does the direct opposite. And if they lie to you and do something really good for you, like, for example, no, I'm not getting you a birthday present, and then you turn up with something really awesome, that's not scumbaggery. If you lie to somebody and say, there's huge amounts of Iraqi forces mounting on your border, Saudi Arabia, and we want to put bases all through your country to protect you, and they'll be permanent bases, of course, so that we can station US troops in Saudi Arabia at all times. Can you show us the satellite photographs to prove that those tanks from Iraq are actually massing on our border? Well, you're going to have to trust us. That's scumbaggery. It's not something that grinds on you in a good way, okay? In the middle of the night clubbing sense of the word grinding. It doesn't feel that nice. It's not terribly fantastic in any way, shape, or form. It hurts. You lose money over it. You have bad experiences because of it. And ultimately, sometimes people really do get killed. Because of this general rule of thumb called scumbaggery, which I believe quite possibly would encompass virtually every single politician. Perhaps a few exceptions, but ultimately the signs will still be there through the events that pass forward. I think that's another thing that people really need to understand about politics in general. It's freaking boring, okay? These people are droning on about this, that, and the other way to enslave you and take away your rights. It just gets dull after a while, you know? Yes, I get it. You're repeating to me and consistently taking away my rights. I know. I'm a slave. I get it. You don't need to harp on about it. This is the kind of scumbaggery that really, really goes on the whole time. That's how you define parties. look at what they said, then look at what they did. If they match up, then you can trust them again. If they don't match up, and in some parties' cases, not one single thing that they said they'd do, they actually did. Those kind of parties, those kind of politicians. Track record is the surefire way to see whether or not somebody is worth placing even a modicum of trust in. Because the absence of scumbaggery is very, very rare in the political class or the high-level business world, finance and the media, you'll often see a lot of backstabbing and general scumbaggery that will go on inside organizations at those very top levels. They're not upfront with each other. They're not honest. They're always thinking about themselves and how they can get to the top, as opposed to an activist, which is on the other end of this polar extreme scale, who doesn't think quite so much about themselves. They're more thinking about what the ramifications are for everybody else. And they say, if nobody else is going to make a huge song and a dance about it, then I have to, because I was the one who just realized what was going on. Okay? That's what makes it happen. You have to realize that it's your job. If you come up with an idea, it's not your job to go tell somebody else who's already, like, big and what have you. Don't go and tell them the idea. What you do is you put your heart into it. Develop it. Don't just think about it. If you want to do something great, don't just put your mind to it. Put your heart into it. Really, really put some effort in and help to develop that idea. Okay? It doesn't matter whether you have an idea for a radio show or a song or a video or anything that you can do on a computer these days, a picture, a video game. There are so many ways of now manipulating the human mind that the media and massive entertainment companies are using, like the 3D glasses, for example. Mate, that stuff is mesmerizing. It's like as if you'd never watched TV and suddenly gotten sucked in like a zombie again. Unbelievable amounts of manipulative power can be in there. Now, manipulation in itself is kind of inanimate. It doesn't imply, per se, not to a very strict definition of a bad intention. For example, someone could manipulate a pencil to write a great screenplay. I could manipulate you into thinking that you're strong, powerful, intelligent, and that you can get the job done and make your community a better place. That's manipulation on a good note. On the bad note, and as we all should be realizing right now, unless, of course, you're still utterly naive, that the world is not run by nice people. They have nice people that are masqueraded around all the place. But they're not the ones really running the show. They're not the ones who get camera time, okay? The people who really, really have inordinate amounts of influence don't really like having their names all over the tabloids. Not generally. You know, the wealthiest of the wealthiest of the wealthy. Nobody ever heard of them. Yeah, that's what we talk about when you talk about the hidden hand in politics, and that's why all these political parties always do the exact same thing, if not worse than the last guy. You nearly see any improvement because that is how the structure is rigged. Only scumbags rise to the top. Have you ever seen a pond and it hasn't been cleaned for a long time? Where does the scum well up? It wells up at the top of the water, on the surface. That is the reason why these people make it to the top. It's because that's where they're naturally suited. That's the natural mode of progression. You understand your own needs and desires, and that's about it. As long as you don't give a crap about anybody else, really, you make a great politician. because you'll just do precisely what your advisors tell you to do. Who appoints all these people? Who decides what the appointment will be? It's not like the president himself knows intricately each and every single one of these guys in his background cabinet and what they're all about. Maybe they've been working together for a number of years or so, but hey, what are their other connections? Do you ever wonder about the other people in the background? Is that something that has ever glossed your mind? What are they showing you on the TV? What are they showing you on the news? Does this make sense? Why did he change his whole direction right there? Right then we started talking about international finance and the Federal Reserve. Okay, I find that as a patriot filmmaker or whatever you want to call yourself, I think the labels are unnecessary entirely. But everybody just loves them, don't they? You know, I'm a business account manager. As long as you've got several names about what you are as your status or whatever, that's very nice, isn't it? So why don't you just call yourself an admiral filmmaker or a presidential filmmaker? This is something that you can just have some fun with, I reckon. Anyway, point is, if you want to go out, and if you want to have these politicians asked questions that you want to see asked, you have to do it. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality. If you see it and you want to see it done, you can think you can do it better, then by all means, go and do it. And you'll feel really good about it too, because especially if you capture it on camera. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back. 402-237-2525. Please call in. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Taking it easy when you're a day ahead of the United States and it's Friday. That would mean it's Saturday for me. Yes, you guessed it. Broadcasting live from the future from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation sitting pretty in the sunny slave South Pacific. And we often have lots of international guests on the show. And I don't know. I like the idea of listening to people who have different accents from all over the world and stuff like that. I love accents. They're just fabulous to listen to. And I think that's true of everybody, you know. If somebody comes in with a nice accent of some description, it's like, oh, wow, I can listen to that. It's about right, isn't it? So you bring on people from the Uber Kingdom, from Ireland, from Scotland, even some Dutch and some German people, you know. This is what's very interesting about bringing on so many international guests, is that it's the same story over and over again. It just sounds different. Because the same crap is going down every day. In your home country, it's going down to lesser or greater degrees, but it's still going on. And you can see the very obvious similarities everywhere else too. That's why they call it a new world order, because there ain't no place you can escape to, unless, of course, you can manage to manifest some description of rocket ship and get the F out of this galaxy, which I don't think is a possibility. Ergo, you've got to take back what should be rightfully yours. Okay? The system has gotten so bad that, well, it's basically you're playing card games against somebody who can cheat, and if you call him a cheater, he shoots you at the card table. That's our politics, isn't it? President can lie. In fact, can they tell the truth? That's a better question. They can knowingly misrepresent their policies. People still vote for them, and it just doesn't make any sense. I'm going to see if the Greek can actually help me out with that. The Greek, welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, Vinny. Long time no speak. Good to hear you're still on and doing well.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you something, man. There have been like a flood of donations that came through after I announced last week I was getting kicked out of my house. There's been nearly $1,400 has been donated in about a week and a bit because I'm being kicked out. The target's like $2,000, but we're not too far off now. Got about another 6-7 days in it. But I got to confess something, man. I actually cried. It was so overwhelming. The huge amount of support that I was getting, it threw me for a loop, eh?
Well, excellent, man. That's great. And if I were to send you anything, it would be anonymous, so you'd know. Right? It's an oxymoron, I guess. I just want to chime in and just say hello, and I'll tell you just personally some thoughts. It seems like this planet doesn't even feel like we're on a planet. It feels like we're on an island. It feels like wherever you look all over the world, whatever is being said, especially in the mainstream media, it seems like they're all saying the same thing. It seems like the whole planet's been reduced to a little village, and it's bizarre to me. What happened to the diversity?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, the diversity is you get welcomed off a plane by a little person, and he goes, "Welcome to Fantasy Island!" That's what we're living on now. Total fantasy island with a little midget god.
Right. Yeah, because, I kind of was curious, about New Zealand and watching, and just change New Zealand to U.S. or EU or anywhere else. It's the same stuff.
Well, this is great because our cultures are now interchangeable. New Zealander can go straight to America and easily integrate, the language and all of that, vice versa. Americans can come to New Zealand, start hanging out with New Zealanders. Because there's no language barrier and our cultures have been assimilated into more or less the same homogenous stew of moronity, if that's even a word.
McDonald's, so Levi's, Walmart, you mean like that?
Yeah. With the statin drugs and the burgers and all.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
In fact, they were proposing that in London, I think, that they were going to give out statin drugs with the McDonald's, like in a little thing like a salt shaker. There's a couple of pills
really?
In there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you could count me out.
Well, that's not the worst stuff for her. The worst is the Belgian government, which is where the head of the EU is, of course. They want to, instead of burying people because it's bad for the environment, dissolve them down and flush them into the sewer system.
I don't think they'll be flushing them. I think they might end up as protein supplements at McDonald's again.
Yep. Soylent Green is people.
Yeah. I've been reading some comments, on George Orwell, and he was seemingly part of the inside group, and his writings of 1984 were actually, directed to be a disclosure, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, this is, people, look, this is how you're going to live unless you do something. And naturally, people, thinking it's fiction, don't do anything. And it winds up happening.
The Soylent Green may not be that far off, huh?
No, Soylent Green's already here. There is the Chinese are now breaking down and drying up and turning into a powder fetuses and putting them into health supplements. Like they just give you like a capsule of ground up dead baby fetus, and that's selling all over the world. So there's a lot of women out there who are taking collagen capsules and they don't realize that they're eating dead Chinese babies. Same with McDonald's and what have you. Allegedly, and there was this video online. I can't 100% verify it. It shocks me, but it wouldn't surprise me. This Uber Synagogue of Satan guy, some description of a Jewish satanic cult that's very highly connected, allegedly. And they kidnap and sacrifice children. And because they own all the meat grinding works and things like that for the big agribusiness and what have you, they just toss the remains in with the cows. And now everybody, when they're having their hamburger or their sausage at McDonald's, their own children's what they get. So Soylent Green's already here. In the very least, in a minor capacity, there's also some use of fetal cells and things of that nature that go into flavorings for soft drinks, allegedly.
Bizarre.
Well, I think it's part of this kind of sick plot to corrupt human DNA. There's even now baby fetus, they use their kidneys or their livers, if they're aborted, to grow viruses on for the vaccines. And so they take little chunks of that. So you're getting minuscule amounts of human DNA injected directly into your bloodstream. So I'm not sure exactly what that causes, but it certainly can't be good. Let alone the formaldehyde and the thimerosal, which is 50% mercury. You also got dead baby fetal cells in there as well.
You know, I think it might be also part of their occult black magic practice. You know, that's why the sheepskin diploma, right, has to be from an animal, right, where the blood is shed. It's all ritual. That's why you have the spelling must be correct, the spell, get it? So, yeah, so I think these things are actually part of an occult ritual, like the cliche of the voodoo, you know, the chicken's blood, you know, on the voodoo stuff that everyone's kind of sort of familiar with. They're not really familiar with how out of hand it's gone, you know. I mean, I wasn't really quite familiar with half of the things you mentioned there, so.
Well, you know, I think the person who thinks that they know everything obviously knows nothing. And the person who believes that they probably know nothing probably knows enough.
Well, you know, I like to say I don't know anything, but I can share with you what I found out.
Yeah, and that's why I love the word allegedly. you can tag it onto anything. It's brilliant because you don't have to know exactly down to a minutiae detail. Like if you ask any physicist or anything, had they measured the sun's rotation around the Earth with a calculated tool and measuring device or what have you with opposite double blind test to see whether or not the sun actually goes around the Earth or the Earth goes around the sun. Had they actually
Neither.
Done that experiment to find out by themselves? None of them would have. Okay? It's just... science just tells you this, okay, and you believe it because it seems reasonable at the time. Allegedly, some other people used devices to figure this stuff out. Okay, it's knowledge. Somebody comes out to you with new evidence, on the other hand, you can't stick to your original thing if your evidence has suddenly become defunct. Oh, they've actually never told us about that. Tell me more. That should be the response, as opposed to, you're a kook, you're crazy, get the hell out of my office.
Yeah, well, all these measurements also are based on our perceptions and our senses, and our senses can be subjective or deceived or you know, inaccurate at the moment. So why say you know when you're just really using your senses, right?
Yeah, and you know, everybody says you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you know, about previous shows, I went back to the... I think it was Guerrilla Media, forgive me if it's incorrect, but you have two sites. And at one point we brought up the discussion of the Earth not going around the sun, and you promptly posted a video, I believe it's a doctor something or other out of India, showing that we're trailing behind the sun because everything is moving. What did you think of that, and what prompted you to post that?
Well, I just thought it was interesting stuff, and if it's interesting to me, it'll probably be interesting to other people.
Well, okay, great. Yeah, I was just wondering if we have a convert or not. Not that you need to be converted, but, you know, the current models they're showing us are absolutely false, the planetary models, and it gives you a little bit more understanding of the things around you, too, you know, when you kind of... You know, all the small stuff, all the big stuff is made up of small stuff, and everything is behaving the same way, you know.
Yeah, it's like the levels of micro bioactivity or something like that. There was this guy, I believe in like 1910, 1914 or something. He created this microscope using granite crystal, and he was able to get something like 50,000 to 60,000 times, up to 180,000 times, allegedly, magnification.
Oh, Rife? It might have been Rife, right? That's right. And I think standard scopes today don't even approach that,
10,000 times. And what he discovered is when he looked inside a cell, you found out that cell was made up of other cells. And then you looked inside those other cells, and you find that those cells were made up of other cells. And he kept going. You know, he was just keeping going down the magnification, and he said, basically, life is life upon life upon life without end into infinity, both upwards and downwards. Okay? There are infinitesimally small to the infinite species of life, you know, levels of it. And why wouldn't that be upwards as well? Because I kind of thought of, like, everybody talks about God, right? And I thought that God was like this macro organism. Like, a cell is a microorganism. A macro organism is much, much larger, much bigger. That's comprised of all the current, say, life on the earth. That's what God is. And we're all connected to each other because we're actually just this one giant organism with all this diversity of life amongst it, just like when you look into the cells and find other ones.
Sure,
at least I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. it's you can actually do that experiment very simply by standing between two mirrors. You see how it goes to infinity?
Yeah.
But that's my point. That's my point with the solar system. You know, there's nothing orbiting anything that I've noticed. You're either behind it, in front of it, or beside it, and everything is dynamic and moving. So that energy level that you just spoke of, it's like a fractal. I think the Mandelbrot fractals. You know, if you take a head of broccoli and you pull off a floret, it looks like a head of broccoli. And if you take a tweezer and take off one of those little tiny little buds, look at it under a magnifying glass, it looks like the whole head of broccoli, and so on and so on and so forth. And then when you get down to the cellular level, it no longer looks like a head of broccoli, but like you mentioned, those cells again repeat. So where does it end?
It doesn't.
Right.
Ultimately, it doesn't. You know, we're at one level of consciousness out of the infinite amount of levels of consciousness, as far as I'm concerned, you know. We could wind up a bacteria someday, or we could wind up a planet someday of a level of consciousness, and then you'd just be one of the planets amongst all the others. Who knows?
Well, but let me just propose this thought. Could we possibly just be a thought emanation from the Creator? Because all evidence shows that everything is energy.
Well, I would never rule anything out, because that would mean I know more than God. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My guest caller is the Greek, and if he's willing, we can probably stay on to the other side of this and continue this conversation. You can join the conversation too, 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman, dig my
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Talking about scumbaggery of varying degrees with my very special guest, the Greek. Now, you talk about existence and you say you're here just to take notes. Does that mean that you're a student? And if so, who's the teacher?
Well, the student, I usually say, teaches the teacher.
It's called a feedback loop, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah. The reason I say I'm taking notes as an observer is I'm trying to be impeccable about being objective about things, you see.
How could you be impeccably objective?
Well, discernment, asking questions, and knowing the history of things.
Okay.
That's just one way. You know, it's kind of like going to the gym, Vinny.
Hmm.
You know, it's like a muscle. And the more you use it, the stronger it gets. I don't know if that's another way of describing it.
And if you stop using it, it starts to get all floppy and flabby and all over the place and causes you nothing but trouble.
Yeah, it could, right?
Straight up. So, well, it's you're talking about a fitness of the mind.
Perhaps, yeah.
You know, there's an interesting concept there because a lot of people worry about their weight, but how many people worry about how freaking stupid they are?
Well, I'm glad you said that, and I didn't have to.
Well, that's something I like to do for people, just to say what they can't. Because I always say, when in doubt, blame Vinny.
So could it be that it's just laziness? You know, slothfulness, you think? Do you think it's encouraged? I think it's encouraged.
Oh, it's I'm not sure if it's encouraged per se, but it's certainly facilitated. Look at the amount of offers you have every day of getting yourself fat. Look at how many offers you have every day of keeping yourself fit. Not a lot in the fit department, is there? You know, you go to a supermarket and you go through the impulse item section. How many of those items are promoting healthy life and healthy living, free of chemicals and poisons and sugars and sweets?
Yeah, you know, I've been looking very much at the what they call the American obesity problem. And then I looked at the actual intake, the quality of the intake of their food. And they're obese not only because they're eating too much, but the mechanism that the food is so devoid of nutrition, they're actually malnourished. That's why they're obese. For example, have you ever seen photographs of the, I'm sure you have, of places in Africa in famine, and you see the children on the dirt floor with their distended stomachs, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a similar case where there's a balance of toxicity and malnourishment that has led to the obesity. And you couple that with the paradox how the more chemicals and the more devoid of nutrition the food is in the supermarket, the cheaper it is. So you have more incentive of buying the cheaper, more toxic, devoid of nutrition food.
There's so many layers of incentive. Like the first incentive that you see is the primary colors. You know, you'll see the advertisements are always in a red, yellow, or blue. These are the primary colors. These are the things that get your attention. And you know, have a look at all the major fast food chains. Have they got red? What about KFC? What about Pizza Hut? What about McDonald's? What about Burger King?
Right? Yeah.
There's a myriad of them. Have they got blue? You know, again, you've got Burger King, you've got Pepsi, the list goes on. Have you got yellow?
So maybe objectively, if the people had an objective approach to the food, they wouldn't recognize it as something, let's say, edible, so they have to stimulate them, you think, with conviction of color and advertising?
When people diet, they have a couple of real strange reactions. Firstly, they start to get a lot healthier. They have regular bowel movements. Their skin clears up, and they're able to breathe or walk again. And life is just seems to be a lot more comfortable. And then you take them back, and you go give them some of this crap food, and their body rejects it, and it makes them start feeling sick. Your body will adapt to whatever conditions or whatever stuff that you're giving it, and respond accordingly. If you want to live a life that's incredibly depressing, hard to live through, tiring and exhausting, then you have a diet of absolute crapola for you, which will also put you in grumpy moods and later on give you really bad debilitating diseases. You know, talk about quality of life and the type of drugs and everything like that they'll give with you. And don't tell you to cut out the crap diet. No, don't do that, because that'll just get rid of all your symptoms so we can't treat you for them. With expensive drugs. All right. You know, there's the good old 1-2-see going on with everything. And there's a good movie called Training Day with Denzel Washington. I don't know if you've seen this movie, Greg, but
yeah, I have seen it. Yeah.
He says this stuff is chess, not checkers. I think a very, very apt description of how drug companies, fast food companies, and all these other various, but which are all owned by a very small clique of people in the world anyway, conspire on every single subset of level of your life experience, whether you're watching TV, driving down the road, you're going to see their products. You're going to have them advertised for them. You're going to be awash in them. They're going to tell you that they're cheap. They're going to tell you that they're tasty. They're going to and they'll repeat it to you over and over and over again. So it's virtually inevitable that you will have something. And only very few people I've ever met either haven't tried it or have done it and just basically never will and stay healthy.
Interesting. I mean, that's an interesting analogy with chess, because maybe there's a message in that, right? You know, look at the players, the pieces in the chessboard versus the checkers, right? Your queen gets to go anywhere she wants, but taking the king, or the right, you see? So, very interesting.
Yeah, well, queen can go anywhere she wants, except the city of London.
That's right. I think she has to walk behind the mayor, right?
Yeah. The Lord Mayor, you know.
The Lord Mayor, of course.
Lord Mayor. Does DC have a Lord Mayor as well? Because I know Auckland now has one. We had like a city of about 1.4 million people or something, and it was actually governed by seven different city councils just for their particular areas, and they force amalgamated them all into one against everybody's wishes, stole $28 billion worth of public assets. And now we have a Lord Mayor who gets to handpick his unelected cabinet, and every single policy that they've been shunting out ever since they got put into power had Agenda 21 written all over it.
Of course. Well, it goes back to the old thing, you know, why does the sun never set on the British Empire?
Because they've got land all around the world.
Well, because God doesn't trust the British in the dark, right?
Well, yeah. There was a great joke by a New Zealand comedian, Billy T. James, a Māori comedian, and he's like, "Bro, us Māoris are gonna go to the sun. What do you mean you're talking about the sun? You'll get burned up." And he's like, "Nah, bro, we're gonna go at night."
That's right. Actually, there's a little bit of truth to that, because the front of it is black.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly. I haven't been there myself yet.
Yeah. I was thinking about taking my summer vacation on the sun, you know, and I reckon it'd be cool, you know, I could get tanned in like 2 microseconds.
You know, well, here's the thing, you know, the sun's heat doesn't really materialize until about 150 miles up, and, you know, NASA tried to take a little vacation near the sun with their two SOHO stereo probes, and they admit on their website that they could never get any position other than 180 degrees from the sun. You know who's another interesting character, just total segue to read up on his political notions, was Winston Churchill. You know, of course, he was part of the main crew there, you know, they all are on some level, aren't they? I mean, well, there's no reason to even name call or point out any names on who's a Freemason, because
you know what, right.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean,
they all are. You don't even blanketedly point out to it anymore.
Yeah. You see, well, years ago, the mastership was retained in these types of societies. What I mean about mastership, when you wanted to become a certain skilled tradesman or even a professional of intellectual right, like a doctor or a lawyer, not an attorney, but a lawyer or a researcher, you learned from a master, not university. You went to these mastership schools. And now they've all been just converted to the scumbaggery that we all, you of course, talk about, and we all sort of hear about, but don't do anything about it. You know, all about, you know, money. It's all about money. There's no more true mastership. So, personally, I wouldn't hesitate to go into one of these groups if they actually did what they were supposed to, but when you do some research, they're actually worshiping Satan as the lord of the planet, and this, that, and the other, so...
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of real secretive stuff that goes on. And, you know, if you're doing something good, whatever, you don't do it in the darkness, shut away in total secrecy. You do it out in the light, in public, so that people can see you do it. Or at least that's what I reckon. I mean, because that's what I do. I'm trying to do something good, and I'm exposed myself, warts and all. I don't care. You know, this is the way it's got to be. If you're not willing to go out on a limb, how do you ever expect to accomplish anything? Nobody accomplishes things without taking any risk, without devoting any time. That's how you do it. We'll be right back after the break. Greg, you can hold on if you want. 402-237-2525.
The virus alert the masses.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Mm-hmm. Eastwood Show, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. Trying to take not being serious very seriously indeed. It's the most ironic kind of stuff. Hey, if you want to call in, 402-237-2525. I want to know what people are getting up to on their Friday nights or on their Saturdays or whatever. Because, like, when you have a five-day-a-week job and it's utter slavery and it sucks various expletives that you can't say on FCC regulated radio, what do you do with your time off? Do you kick back and listen to some radio archives or watch a few documentaries? Do you go out partying and think, oh mate, spending an entire week taking crap from scumbags is really not good for my chi. I need to head out. I need to balance that Shiite Muslim. That's what a lot of people are really up to, isn't it? Trying to make sure that right now I am okay. And it's almost a struggle to make sure that that happens. Why is it such hard work to just be okay? Well, for a lot of people, maybe it's not. They got it down. And maybe I'm just talking about other people who just, I don't know, don't quite get it. They don't quite get that because they don't sit around and learn things, like instead of watching a couple of soap operas in a row, you could watch a documentary that will radically inform you about something you previously knew nothing about. Which time is more valuable? Something that enlightens you or something that only vaguely entertains you? Something that only slowly draws you in, only to watch you in another episode, always leaving on a cliffhanger at the end of every single one, every single ad break. It's as if you've become Sylvester Stallone. You've done so much cliffhanging. It's inextricable. The degree of manipulation that people have to be subjected to through television has got a lot of people up in arms. Seriously, there was something like a ridiculous amount, something like 40, 50, I don't know, however many million people cancelled their cable in the US a year or two back. That was pretty ruthless, man. The cable companies had no idea. All of a sudden, everybody's, nah, I'm sick of having 500 channels of stuff that's going to brainwash me with vain entertainment and prevent me from spending any time with my family or getting anything done around the house. I'm living in freaking squalor watching the television. I could have vacuumed yesterday. But instead, I watch 2 hours of Roots. How can people put up with this kind of nonsense? There's some healthy families out there. Really. People have such a problem actually having a healthy family unit. In fact, there was a statistic that was released not too long ago, maybe like 5-10 years ago, saying that the majority of American families are now dysfunctional. And I think television really represents that. Name me one incredibly well-functioning family that's been featured on TV endlessly all over the place. Simpsons, dysfunctional family. Family Guy, dysfunctional family. Titus from Christopher Titus, dysfunctional family. Everything. Everything's about a family that can't function properly. So what kind of examples do people have to go to? You go watch like Super Nanny, or something of that description, how they teach people how to raise better kids and whatnot. You see how bad things have gotten in America. The same thing, of course, as is happening right here at home in New Zealand and everywhere else. The whole mess of certain incentives that have been given to people to, instead of being diligent with their families and their homes and their own state of being and accomplishing some form of growth personally, financially, they instead choose to say, I'm too tired, I'm going to watch 4 hours of television. Imagine what you could do with that 4 hours that you get back. I could accomplish quite a bit. I could make a video. I could compose a song. I could do 2 episodes of the Vinnie Eastwood Show back to back. I could write an article. I could collaborate with an activist. I could go out to a protest and film some stuff and ambush some various scumbags. There are all these things that you can do with the time that you would have often instead spent watching television. And I've noticed this to a greater degree of late because I'm watching a lot less television and noticing that I'm getting a lot more done. And it's not even that hard. It's very simple. Yep. I'm now catching just some, like, the morning news. Pretty much, that's about it for me at this point. All the rest is done online. And just to monitor the enemy communiques. It's not entirely dissimilar from the start of that movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, incidentally directed by the same guy who directed Training Day, coming down to his computer in the morning and say, okay, let's see what lies they're telling the world today. Words to that effect. That is a healthy way to look at news. I believe it was Thomas Jefferson who said, a man who reads nothing is more informed than a man who only reads newspapers. I hold that to be a very self-evident truth. You have conversations with some of these people, and they're just insane. I'm not being mean about it or anything. They're just insane. Endlessly repeating something that they've heard it or seen in a newspaper, in some cases, word for word. It's been repeated to them that much. They have actually got it memorized. And they don't know anything about it. Whatever the case that they might be arguing about, whether it be privatization or whatever, they have no idea. All they can do is repeat the exact same thing. Over and 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 over again. It's beyond a joke. These are the kind of people that vote in massively damaging governments because they have no quality of analysis, no common sense, no questioning capability to speak of, and absolutely no concern for their fellow man. They only have concern for themselves. They've devoted themselves to something that's a lie for so long that it's become part of their own identity, the man who tells a lie so often enough that he actually begins to believe it himself. Like Donnie Brasco. That's what these people are. Republican Donnie Brasco's. Absolute BS. All the time you see spouted all over the media. You wonder how to counter it. You don't have the huge mechanisms that mainstream media, news, studios do. Endless computers with hardline internet and all your stuff paid for. Your fuel, your car, your nice suits, your beautiful microphones and gargantuan cameras. Your elderly cameramen who won't say too much and you can order them around. You know, they got it made. When you have to do it yourself, that's when it gets really fun. Because you realize, oh my goodness, just with a home computer and a camera, I can make news that is of better quality. Better quality of information, maybe not quite as much production, but you don't really need that. It is form over substance for a lot of people, and I take the substance over the form. You don't judge people by what they look like, you judge them by what they say, by what they do. But of course, some people say, judge not lest ye be judged. I don't know. I think everybody can be judged on their merits and their faults. Doesn't that sound reasonable? I think it does. After all, being naive and trusting absolutely every politician with a bad scope backdoor agenda is incredibly foolish and will lead you into very dark territory indeedy. You have a criminal class running the political system, the media game. They love doing so, and they ain't going to let it go without a fight. And then, of course, you've got the people who oppose them, the people who do research. There's a very small amount of people. Extremely powerful. One of the most powerful groups in the world, I'd probably say, would now be the conspiracy theorists growing inside everybody, like in the movie Alien. It'll suddenly burst out of your chest at some point. You know? And just suddenly everybody will go, it's a truther! It's come out! We should have quarantined them and jettisoned them into the dark void long ago! And that's what will happen. Once you start telling the truth to people, and if you're upfront about it, you will offend both sides of every argument. That includes family, friends. Your life will change dramatically. Not always for the better, mind you. Knowing the truth is an incredible burden, and you really get tested as a person. Your perseverance, your strength, your abilities, everything that you are as a human being gets tested when you go through discovering that 9/11 was an inside job, that the politicians are all controlled, that the corporations, the politicians, and the varying other degrees of machinations of scumbaggery in the military-industrial complex since have conspired and are conspiring to exterminate you and all forms of freedom forever. And they have enough resources to do it. That is a very scary, very burdensome thought. And you do lose your way sometimes when you get that information into your head. That's why so many people react so violently to it. That's why you get criticized and called a conspiracy theorist and very, very various other, every name under the sun, don't you? You're crazy. You've been smoking too much weed. You've been injecting MDMA caps into your eyeballs. Whatever. I've heard them all. All they've got is name calling. All I got is the truth. Which do you think is more powerful? Which do you think has staying power? And which do you think is actually going to win out in the end? It's pretty obvious. The truth always comes out, sooner or later. In the modern media sense of the word, it's usually much later, but that's the power of it. You can quash it if you want to, if you really want to, but not if everybody's saying it. That's the problem they got going on their hands right now. Too many people are talking about the truth now. More people are waking up. More people are figuring it out. And so every time that they pass a bit of legislation that violates your rights and laws, within seconds, minutes, you have a myriad of different truth talkers and seekers in that particular country or township or area of research screaming blue bloody murder all over the airwaves. They don't like that very much. So that's why you keep doing it. We got this tiger by the tail. We may as well just tick him off. He's going to try and eat us anyway. Let's make his life as miserable and annoying and frustrating as humanly possible. Because after all, they have much worse planned and they're going to do it all incrementally. So if you act like every single bit of legislation is the total takeover domination of fascism, that's right. That's exactly what it is. Every bit of legislation that you accept is you accepting fascism into your country. The fascist states of America. Have you ever seen the Congress, you know, opposite sides of the Speaker of the House? What's up on that wall there? It's a fash. You know what a fash is? It's a double-headed axe that's wrapped with sticks. It was the symbol of fascism in Nazi Germany. And it's on both sides of the Speaker of the House and Congress. What does that tell you? It's the United Fascist States of America. The USSA, because it's all socialism anyway, which was created by the same freaking people. You don't have any choices. None that are widely advertised with huge million-dollar budgets. Those aren't your choices. Okay, those people are scumbags. Have a look for the grassroots-supported people. Okay, Ron Paul, for example. Huge grassroots support versus, say, the eye of Newt Gingrich, Krochich, whatever his name is. No grassroots support whatsoever. But he'll wind up getting financed by huge major corporate banks as all these Republican scumbags or Democrat scumbags always are, so that they can advertise their BS to you endlessly so that you'll vote for them because of the power of repetition. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. 402-237-2525 is the number to ring. And we'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face America.
Black sunrise, black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise.
Welcome back. To the show that's all about being surprised but never shocked. Or is it shocked but never surprised? It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. I have a caller in from New Zealand named Dean. Dean, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vinnie. How you doing?
Not doing too fit. Thinking about that. You know what? I'm just going to do what everybody else says and take it as a rhetorical question. I'm good.
I always hate that question, actually, because the answer is automatically programmed into us as fine, thank you, and you're essentially lying to people most of the time.
Yeah, I remember somebody asked me, Vinny, how are you? And I go, well, do you want the long version or do you want the short version? She goes, I want the short version. I say, I'm good.
Exactly.
So what would you like to talk about today?
I've been writing a couple of blog posts recently, and I've been going through a bit of a journey of discovery, and it's a journey that a lot of people have gone under themselves over the last few thousand years. But as I'm coming up with things, I'm publishing it, and I've identified really some of the keys of why we're in the position we're in at the moment as far as society and economy, and the way that we can actually get our lives back and our freedom back and our links back to nature. And it's really, really simple.
Yeah, I thought it was quite simple too. Just expose scumbaggery and everything will follow.
Basically, yeah. Well, they've only got one weapon against us, and all we really need to do is stop using that weapon, and then there's no power.
Yep. I mean, seriously, if your enemy's using an energy weapon, what he does is you just cut his power supply. Boom! He's no matter how much resources he spends on it, he got nothing. And at the moment, I think it's sort of the power over our minds that is the greatest weapon that they have, where people just, on a random brain spasm, will go and assault a 9/11 truther.
Yeah, and how even just words can provoke this this surge of fear within us, which we instinctively try and avoid, and that's really what it is. The strings are pulled, and we don't really have the sense to stop that.
Do you feel like it might be programmed responses like they do in mind control programs, like MK Ultra and stuff like that, just to a lesser degree?
Oh, absolutely. We start when we're born, But we generally start it formally when we're about 5 years old.
And we start for the education system.
Exactly. It's training us to it's training us to seek careers and you know, we're all told the dream is to have house and cars and children, and that's what everybody is supposed to aspire to.
Yeah, I suppose it would be, because the problem I find really with society is that their priorities are all out of whack. Like, indeed, having home security, that kind of thing right here, right now, is their only priority, because they're just distracted from doing anything else. Whereas improving themselves, ensuring your country doesn't collapse into tyranny, making sure that you're kept healthy so you don't get sick for the rest of your freaking natural life, that doesn't enter into the equation.
The only thing that people see as the way that they can protect themselves is by getting a job, earning money to buy a house, to set up a home for the family,
so that they can drive past protesters and tell them to get a job.
Yes,
that's one of the great benefits of having a job, is you can tell protesters to get one. So it's one of the perks, you know. I think that should be included in media pay packets or something of that nature. One of the perks is they could tell protesters to go and get a job and call people filthy hippies.
Indeed. Just sitting on top of a sort of smug little room, poking your tongue out at people saying, no.
Yeah, the Koru Club. This is the... Well, we talk about the mechanisms that enslave us, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, it basically comes down to just common law and the issuance of currency. That's basically the two ways that you're primarily physically enslaved. One determines your economic output, which determines your level of survival, and the other dictates whether or not you're allowed to freely go around in a slave society or be incarcerated in a slave society.
That's exactly the topic of my post that I started writing at 2 o'clock this morning. Can I summarize or read some of that out?
Go for your life.
Well, it was 2 a.m. and I was laying in bed trying to sleep, and I've been writing in a journal only for the last few days, and I thought that sleep is something that's essential, and I was thinking about that for a wee while, and then I started putting a few notes down, and I thought that you only really get to have sleep if you've paid money for the privilege of a place to sleep. And I was thinking, where can you actually sleep that's free? I remembered I was in another city in another country not too long ago, and I actually had no place to sleep there, and I learned a valuable lesson. I actually started to feel trapped, and I kept on having to walk down the footpath and walk around the block because I actually had nowhere to sit. I'd figured out that all the chairs were for rent. There was restaurants or even bus stops or shop fronts and so forth, but nothing was actually free to really use, but mostly for a place to sleep. You know, you're not allowed to sleep in a public place or on somebody else's property.
So you know, I think there is some truth to that. Where the heck do you sleep if you ain't got the money to pay for your bed?
That's right. Well, you can take a tent. You can take a tent somewhere, but where would you take that?
And how would you pay for the tent if you can't pay for your place to sleep?
Indeed. Well, you may already have one, or it's something that you could build.
Yeah.
Well, going back to my, I've got a bit of a flow here with my blog. With the tent thing, you can't go onto a business property with your tent. And you can't go onto a residential property with your tent, because both of those properties have been bought by somebody else, and they are the ones that have the right to sleep on that property.
Okay.
But the main body which enforces this entire payment system is the government itself, since they are the ultimate owners of every inch of land that you could possibly sleep on top of.
Well, that's why they have corporate corporate policy officers to trespass people, isn't it?
Indeed. And there's many different types of that as well, from identifying if you've paid the right amount of taxation, I suppose, which then they have the right to remove you from locations, or if you haven't paid the right amount of rent, they can remove you. There's different forces which can all do the same thing for a different reason.
Yeah, yeah.
But the only way to avoid the payment of money is actually by asking the owner of that land for a free favour to stay there. And in most cases, that's unlikely, since, again, they've paid so much money themselves to be able to sleep there. Or you can break the law by trespassing, but you risk a penalty. The question that I have is, what gave them the right in the first place to own the land? And the answer that I came up with was that they stole it aggressively from nature, and simply decided that it now belonged to them. And they brutally murdered anyone who challenged their claim to ownership. Then they created rules for the people, and if you wish to lease parts of that land from them, you need to follow those rules, or you will be prosecuted, penalized, imprisoned.
This is how you make a landlord become a tenant.
Yes.
Oh, come on. What's the point here, though?
Well, I actually started to think then about what are the other things that are essential to life, and what actually keeps our physical bodies moving, and the main things are air and sleep, water, food, and shelter. In my blog, I put another part about broadband internet access as another thing that's essential today. And looking at the way society is currently today, if we look around, the internet is... actually, my question after that is, what of those things is actually a right, and which one is a privilege to have? And I've written or thought that the internet is a privilege. It's something that we choose to purchase if we want to use it. Shelter is also a privilege at present. It's something that we must purchase if we want to use it. Food, presently, is a privilege also. It's something that you must purchase from a store if they allow you to purchase it. Water in cities is also a privilege. It's something that you have to purchase if you want to use it. If you fail to pay that, the supply will cease. Sleep, of course, we've gone over that. That's definitely a privilege. You're only legally allowed to sleep on land that you've paid money for.
Well, and not to mention with the amount of hours that people are working for crap pay these days because they outsourced everything through free trade agreements, they aren't getting much sleep at all anyway.
So you're really just sitting on there thinking about why you're not sleeping and what it is that you have to do to the next day.
I'm lying awake wondering why I can't sleep.
Yeah. Air is the last one, and that's the final thing which is borderline at the moment, because it's kind of a right and a privilege right now. It's in the process.
We're going to be carbon taxed for polluting the air, so I think it's well on its way.
Exactly. They're measuring the amount of carbon dioxide we are using. Well, we are expelling. We are breathing out.
Do they even measure it? Like, I haven't seen no council guy go up to my tailpipe and go, "Oh, I think I'll give you this much carbon tax this year." That's a pretty naughty tailpipe there. It's like, thank you, Mr. Green-wrapped, jackbooted thug with a swastika made of leaves.
Yeah, what is the formula? Do they look at the size of the machine and punch some numbers into a calculator and say, okay, this is our estimate?
I reckon they just operate like the Federal Reserve and make it up. Based upon a group
probably
of
not.
Scumbags who work for international organizations who have an interest in making sure that the prices are as such or whatever that they recommend. You know, I'll short this option and then I'll crash the economy. Ah, there's a huge amount of money for me and a huge amount of power and control too. Fabulous.
The thing is, how did we let this happen? How did we give all of this power to somebody else? We've been a species for, and this is an open topic really, for 10,000 years, 50,000 years, 100, depends on where you want to draw that line of where we started. But it's only in the last 1,000 or so years that we've been giving away our rights to these privileges that we've been getting for free all of this time.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think anything's really free. Like, before people became slaves to Egypt, they were out in the middle of the land with their families and they had to work all day to keep fed, sheltered, and with water and whatnot. Anyway, we're just subtracting one form of substituted slavery for another, and that's what history through for humanity has really seemed to be like for me. It's just these different forms of slavery. It's like a corkscrew that weaves to one side and then comes back again and distorts and gradually goes all the way through and then plucks out your freedom.
In certain circles, but not in all. And all of the circles that make it that way are always led by one person at the top that's seeking the power and the control. If you look at smaller communities, villages and so forth that are not underneath the umbrella of one of these main leaders, their systems are completely different, and it's that lack of greed or seeking of ultimate power that means that everybody can coexist. And that happens today still. There are some parts of the world that it's done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that when we really want to get down to it, if you want to be free and if you want to maintain that freedom, all those essentials of life should be something that's relatively easy to get a hold of, right? It's now actually becoming quite difficult to find a place to live, to have clean food, clean water, and be able to heat your property. I mean, thank you very much, Dean, for your call there, and we'll have to let you go. We've got Chris Greenwave of Greenwave Radio coming on in the last segment today. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, archiving at guerrillamedia.co.nz and americanfreedomradio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I was
welcome back.
My pack along the dusty
welcome back to the show that's been everywhere, man. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand, live from the future. It's already tomorrow. And for those of you on the other side of the dateline, don't worry about it. I'm sure you'll catch up eventually. I have a very special guest for you. It's Chris from Green Wave Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And he's a fabulous new young full-time show host, and he is kicking it and kicking it hard. Chris, welcome to the program.
Vinny, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what actually got you into the radio. And we have a caller on the line as well, so we can take them when you wish.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, I'm looking at this t-shirt you sent me. You sent me a link to this. It says, I love scumbaggery. And you said that you love exposing it. Well, I guess you can call me somebody that likes to expose scumbaggery as well. You know, it's abundantly clear that we've got fraud and corruption at the very top levels of, you know, the federal government and the banking system. I was in the banking game myself for over 10 years. In fact, I worked as a broker at Merrill Lynch during the height of the crisis in 2008. And I was so absolutely disgusted by what I saw, I packed my bags, Vinny, and I quit on the spot. And I started a YouTube channel, and really with the intention of helping to educate others to exactly what's been going on in this country, here in the United States of America, and really around the world. And here I am today.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a caller on the line here. Caller, area code 561. State your name and business. Caller number 561, area code. Just calling in from somewhere. You don't want to speak, do you?
No. Yeah, I don't hear anyone there, Vinny.
Oh, well, it must be the phantom caller of some description.
So what do you, let me ask you, what do you think of this indefinite detention bill that passed today? What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know about indefinite detention, but I'm definitely going to pay some attention to it. You know what I'm saying? There's some very, very nasty things that are happening with people's rights all day, every day. And this basically turns the United States into a declared war zone. And conveniently, with the whole trialed enemy combatant in quotation marks scheme of just being able to grab anybody anywhere, anytime and hold them for all time, it's been working quite well under Obama, don't you think? So this is just natural progression.
Yeah, it really is, you know, terrorism just against the regular people. I mean, nobody at the top goes to jail, Vinny, but they can, you know, send us to prison. They can just call you a terrorist. Call Vinny Eastwood a terrorist. They can call me a terrorist and put us to jail. Just kind of like, you know, over at Guantanamo Bay. That other institution, that fine institution that President Obama said he'd get rid of, that's still open to this day. So the tyranny continues, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there's no upper limit to tyranny. And there's no end to it as well. It's a perennial problem. Every generation has their own tyranny that they need to deal with, you know, whether it's just your tyrannical father trying to stop you from becoming a radio show host or whatever, or whether it's massive big daddy messianic leader telling you what you can and can't do all day long with his long leg and Mac Daddiness. Those are the types of tyrannies you really got to be watching out for. Because it's a scalable model, you see. You can have tyranny in the home. You can have tyranny on the playground. You can have tyranny in an organization, tyranny in a company, tyranny in a country, tyranny in a globe. And that's what we're heading for. For the first time ever, a total, complete world tyranny. The first that has ever been concocted that is actually nearing completion. That's the scariest thing about it all. Is that there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You don't really have much of a choice in the matter once you know what's going on, and it gives you that impetus. I'm sure when you're in Merrill Lynch, as soon as you knew what was going on, you got some motivation.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's the truth. And there's millions of people around the world that feel the same way I do, coming from all walks of life. And, you know, that's what the Warren Buffetts of the world, these financial terrorists, just don't get, is that you've got an entire generation of non-believers. You've got an entire generation of highly educated people like me, like myself. Take myself as an example. I went to private school. I was in the game. I was in the real world. Worked for these, you know, big international banks. And now I'm gone. And now I'm working full-time to expose truth and to educate people to the fraud and corruption. And, you know, Vinny, we want justice. You know, a lot of what we do, and I think a lot that's been overlooked with the OWS movement, which, by the way, they're quelling and removing those people from the streets because it's not like we have those constitutional rights anymore. What people are missing is this is about justice. I want to see these people go to jail. And millions more of us and millions alike of us, they want to see the same thing. So until
they want to see worse, you know,
sure,
hung in public square, buried in an unmarked shallow grave so the coyotes can get them.
Some people are calling for that.
Yep. Death by coyote. That would be the new form of, you know, I can see the state of Texas actually having a prison. You know how they have like prisons where they have death row and execution rooms and stuff like that. They'll just have another one that just has a room full of coyotes.
That would be a very gruesome death, you know, potentially worse than the guillotine. Death by coyotes. But here's a question for you, Vinny, and your listeners around the world. Is this prison? Are we living in a prison now?
It's the biggest open-air prison there is. It's good old planet prison Earth.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today, too. You know, of course, a lot of Americans, a lot of people obviously still deal in credit. You know, if they didn't have their credit cards, they wouldn't be able to, you know, purchase goods and services. But every time you make a transaction, Vinny, whether or not it's a credit card or a debit card, or they're just taking a snapshot or a picture of your license plate as you're driving across the street past an intersection, or if you try to board a plane nowadays, you're going to have a sexual relationship with the TSA worker. That's just how things work here in the good old red, white, and blue free America. You know, we're fighting overseas in all these wars. We've got young men and women about our ages stepping on IEDs, getting their arms and legs blown off if they're lucky, if they don't get killed by it. And they say we're fighting these tyrannical dictatorships and regimes because we're trying to preserve freedom. We're trying to liberate the rest of the world. Yet, let me ask a fundamental question. Why don't we have freedom here? If this is what young men and women are dying for across the world, then why is it that we're in a prison? Why do we have this draconian legislation being passed? Why do we have bills like SOPA aimed and threatening the very existence of alternative media, shows like the Vinnie Eastwood Show, shows like our show, you know, at greenwave.com?
Yeah, well, it's like Smedley Butler, the Medal of Honor winner, said when he was a Marine, he was just basically working for United Fruit. Whenever there's a company interest in another South American country where the certain Panamanian dictator or whatever was kicking up a fuss and threatening their profit margin, in would go the boys. Okay, that's all that troops have always been used for, always will, is to protect corporate interests. Not entirely dissimilar from how police officers are today. They're not out there to help you, to serve or protect you in a large amount of cases. They're really out there to just gather revenue from you for this all-overarching scumbaggery corporation that they want you to live in as a partner, which is called fascism. They want you to be a part of the downfall of your own country, and they're going to use your money to do it. And it's exactly what they are doing. We have a caller on the line there. If you're on the line there, you can speak up if you like. If not, don't worry, we'll just talk over the top of you. And Chris, I wanted to know, from getting up in the corporate sector and the banking and all of that, I presume you probably found out, like I did, that the whole competitive environment thing is one that might, on occasion, be riddled with a lot of mistrust.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of mistrust. I think that, you know, people's priorities in America, a lot of people at least, it's not everybody, it's dominated by greed. It's dominated by me or the highway. It's dominated by the idea and the paradigm that I'm going to basically earn as much money as I possibly can, and I'll step over you and stab you in the back and twist the knife if I have to. And, you know, if I have to barter and sell my firstborn son for an extra $1 million, I'm going to do it. And when I do it and I collect that $1 million, or maybe it's even $10 million, I'm going to build a gigantic house in suburbia, and I'm going to have a gigantic mortgage. I'm going to make it so big, I'm going to build a fence around it, and I'm going to have armed guards outside of it making sure nobody else can get in, because that's the American dream.
I thought that was the Panamanian dictator's dream. Oh, wait. That seems to be what it's all about nowadays. The guy with the most stuff when he dies wins. And anybody else is just going to go to a FEMA camp.
Yeah, well, that you know, that's a sad reality. I hope, my hope is, and I think this is starting to change, even if it's just with a minority of people, is I think a lot of Americans, after being brutalized by the downturn in the, you know, real economy, of course, they can fabricate and manipulate a stock market, a Dow Jones Industrial Average at 12,000 on quantitative easing to infinity, Operation Twist, and, you know, the latest wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, manipulation program coming out of Ben Bernanke, you know, ultimately make the U.S. dollar worthless and send millions of Americans to poverty, which is what it's already doing. But I think the positive of it is, you know, after being burned in things like real estate, you know, being off 50, 60, 70, 80%, peak to trough in some parts of our country. A lot of people, again, Vinny, they're just opting out of the program, my friend. If you don't get people to buy in this program, guess what? Everything crashes. Everything goes down. I think that's what we've got. You've got a generation of non-believers.
Well, I love to be an unbeliever, and nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Thanks, Chris Green, for coming on the show with us today. You can check him out on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and GreenWaveRadio.com, I believe.
GreenWave.com and on YouTube, C Green with an E34.
C Green with an E34. C Green with an E34. C Green with an E34. Apparently, if you repeat things three times, people remember it a little bit better. So we're glad to use that little bit of propagandistic brainwashing right here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And thanks very much, Chris. Thank you, American Freedom Radio. And thank you, the listeners. Love you so much.